Kia ora, everybody, and welcome back to the first show of the year for the Workers Educational Association. We've got Bruce in the studio with us today. Bruce, how are you?
Good, thank you, Kai.
That's good. That is awesome to hear. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about WEA and how it all works and what's going on?
Thank you. We're the Kapiti Coast WEA.
Yeah.
Many of listeners will be familiar with us, but not everyone. Some people say they've never heard of WEA, but we are an adult education group.
Yeah.
Founded in England, it came to New Zealand, and the Kapiti Coast WEA was established here in 1977.
Yeah.
We are really, at our heart is lifelong learning. So when you leave school or when you leave uni or polytech, you don't stop learning.
Yeah, oh, definitely not. You keep on going. You keep on going.
So we do that through a wide range of activities.
Yeah.
And I'm very pleased to say our new brochure is available.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, we've got it here in the studio today.
Yeah.
And it's also available in the libraries in the Kapiti Coast, the council libraries, and also in Shoreline Cinema.
Oh, that's awesome.
And also we have posted it to everybody on our mailing list, that is members from last year and people who are on our mailing list having attended an activity last year. That's over 200 people will receive the brochure in their mailbox. So what I'd like to do is just look at our first main activity, which is the Saturday seminars.
Oh yeah, I see that here. Yeah. It's coming up. It's very close now.
These seminars are normally held at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church in Nio Road. But the first one, which is our open day, will be at the Waikanae Baptist Church in Te Moana Road.
Oh, okay.
These venues are all accessible by public transport and have adequate car parking.
Yeah.
We will start the year with an open day, which is free to everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
So normally for a Saturday seminar, you either pay as a member $20 or a casual person, that is, you're not a member, but very welcome to come, $30.
Yeah.
However, we have our secret weapon, which is our season ticket.
Yeah.
And many of our members are familiar with that. You buy the season ticket and it gives you free admission to the Saturday seminars.
Oh, that's
now,
great.
Can I go to our open day topic?
Yep.
Which is going to be with Professor Jonathan Boston. Now, he spoke last year at our open day. We had a huge group of over 100 people there on topics related to climate change.
Oh, okay.
But this year we've switched to something equally important, and that is democracy.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I feel like quite important these days.
We've many of us
are
concerned about what's happening to our system of government and our participation as citizens and the quality of the discourse
as the
public. Even in private. So Jonathan Boston will be addressing the topic of safeguarding democracy globally and locally. There's a big, extensive summary of what he's going to cover in our brochure and also on our website, by the way. But he will, just in brief, explore the nature of the current threats to democracy, look at alternative scenarios to democracy, and consider the options for defending fundamental human rights. Human rights do depend on democracy and the rule of law. So this is an extremely important topic. We've already had 85 people register.
Oh, really?
So
that's amazing.
Registrations close on the 23rd of February. So can I emphasize that Saturday seminar is from 9:30 to 1 p.m. Saturday the 28th of February.
Yeah, remember that one if you're listening.
I may not have mentioned the exact date before. Saturday the 28th of February.
Yeah.
Now, turning to the Saturday seminars, which will be held in March, we have three coming up. First one is with Professor Jenny Carrier, and it's on what's happening to our health services. Another very relevant current topic. She's a professor of nursing at Massey University, has spoken previously in the Kapiti District to other groups. In the seminar, she's considering the impact of defining health and health services through a medical lens, which means we don't prioritise prevention. We tend to deprioritise prevention, and we prioritise acute care. And then she'll look at the socioeconomic determinants of health and disadvantage, which she will argue tend to get ignored when you medicalise what the health system does and provides.
Yeah.
So that's an important topic. Saturday the 7th of March at the Waikanae Presbyterian Church Hall between 10 and 1.
Awesome.
Could I say our sessions don't go for a solid 3 hours?
Yeah.
We do have morning tea, 20 minutes to 30 minute break, with a plunger coffee, by the way.
Oh, amazing. Everyone needs, especially in the mornings.
And we normally finish 12:30 till 1.
Yeah.
And there's always time for question and discussion.
Yeah. No, awesome. That sounds cool.
Next Saturday seminar is on Saturday, the 21st of March, with Sean Mallon from Te Papa. He's a curator at a senior curator for Pacific Cultures at Te Papa. And he'll be talking about two topics related to his work. First of all, collecting in the Pacific for Te Papa, he has been experimenting with what's called co-collection. That is working together with the Pacific people. And he'll provide insights into Te Papa projects of co-collecting since 2017. Places like Guam, amongst Tongan youth in South Auckland, Hawaii, and the Tokelau's. That's the first session. Second session, we'll be looking at material culture that perhaps commonly called artifacts from the Pacific, which relate to military activity. For example, indigenous armor and weapons. So that should be very interesting.
Yeah, no, definitely. That does sound interesting.
So I'll pass now to the last topic, which is on everyone's lips, AI.
Oh, I'm excited to hear this one.
This is on Saturday, the 28th of March. We are very pleased to announce we have Dr. Andrew Lentzen from Victoria University, who is an AI specialist, and that's the focus of his research. He leads a team at Victoria University looking at AI. The topic is AI in our daily lives, navigating trust, ethics, and the future. There's more information in the brochure. Senior lecturer Lentzen has been in the media prior to this, of course, and we're looking forward to a very interesting session. AI is not all negative.
Yeah.
There are a lot of positives too, and we need, I think, personally, we take a balanced approach
100%,
and not become fearful about it.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people, I feel like, they're like, oh, no, it's this like a big, bad, scary monster. But no, really, it's definitely, there are parts of it that will improve life, I feel like.
Yes, well, we've always had AI since we got search engines, haven't we? Let's hear from Andrew Lentzen on the 28th of March, just to see how AI has developed and changed and what it means for our lives. So, Kai, that's the Saturday seminars to the end of March. Could I just break out from talking about our program and mention that to become a member There are simple ways to do that. They are outlined in our brochure, but simply you can complete the membership form on the back of the brochure.
Yeah.
Or get this form off our website or at the open day. We'll have plenty of brochures available. And at any other seminar, you can pick up a membership form. You can also sign up through our website. Our website is weaoneword.org.nz. And there, of course, is lots of other information about our program on our website. We have what we believe is a very attractive website. It has the whole program really for the year there. And to register for courses, you can do so through the website. It's explained on the website how to do so. Or you can just phone our phone number, 027-715-3677. 027-715-3677. Now, if you phone, you'll probably get the answer service and you leave a message. And Joanne, our administrator, who deals with registrations, will process your registration. She may need to contact you. You can also contact Joanne by phone, which I've already given, or by email, coverdyweaoneword@gmail.com. Now, I'd like to go on to another activity in March, which always stimulates a lot of interest, and that's the bus trips.
Oh, is that too?
All the fun of travelling together with others on the bus, but you will need to go over the Remutakas to get to the location of our bus trip for this year, which is to the Wairarapa, and looking at geological sites between Masterton and Castle Point.
Yeah.
This is on page 18 in the brochure. Our guide is Dr. Chris Hollis, who has a PhD in geology and used to work for GNS Science as a researcher. And he will be showing us three areas between Masterton, Castle Point, which display fascinating geological features as to their, which help explain their origin of those features. So we're all familiar probably with the Castle Point Lighthouse and
yes,
the pictures of that.
Very, yeah, definitely.
So we'll probably get some insight into how that area developed.
Yeah.
But there's more detail on the brochure, page 18. Now that's on the 14th of March, and more information in the brochure or on our website. We would like people to enroll fairly soon for that. That is, you pay a charge of $85 to go on that, or if you're a member, or if you're a non-member, $95. Now, I would like to emphasize that this year's program, we have a number of new features. We have a Chinese language course, which is under the heading Weekday Courses. By weekday, we mean Monday to Friday, of course. And that Chinese language course will start on the 15th of April. So you may not want to start thinking about that. We do have our French intermediate course running at the moment. The French beginners course did not have enough people to get underway now, but we have put it off till later in the year, provided we can get enough people. The minimum number is 8. Another feature, which will be on the 18th of March, is what we call a pick and mix trip. It's on page 21. Our members will be familiar with this. These are trips that members take on public transport on a weekday, normally into Wellington to to an event or to look at features of interest. For example, we've had trips in the past to the World Press Photography Exhibition at the Exhibition Centre. We've had trips to the zoo, trips to look at the railways houses in Nio and so on. Now, these trips are generally free, except we have one coming up on Wednesday, the 18th of March. There's full details in the brochure and on the website, and there will be a maximum of 20 people. I'm sorry, I didn't say where the trip is. It's to Otaki, and there will be a guided visit to a number of treasures in Otaki, including the Otaki Museum, which is in the old Bank of New Zealand building.
Yeah.
Rangiatea Anglican Church, one of the outstanding, it's sometimes described, I think, as the Maori Cathedral.
Yeah.
And then to St. Mary's Catholic Church, further along the road from the Anglican Church. And finally to the health camp, what used to be the health camp.
Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of history there, a lot of interest. And we'll be looking at the Rotunda building at the health camp, which a group are trying to save.
Yeah. No, that's cool. That is cool.
Can I just mention finally, I won't go into detail, but we do have a new feature which we're very pleased with, which we are jointly organising with Bookmark Kapiti, which is a group that organises writers' sessions, really.
Yeah.
Invites writers to come and talk about their work.
Yeah.
We have a series of five sessions over the period 22nd of April to the 20th of May, and the title is Kapiti Readers and Writers, Autumn Series. So a number of people who either live in Kapiti or have written about Kapiti will be speaking there. I can mention one, for example, is Jenny Patrick will be speaking.
Yep.
And so full details will be available on our website, and there's a general summary in the brochure. So that's the Kapiti Readers and Writers Autumn Series.
Yeah.
And we're very pleased that Kapiti Bookmark have cooperated with us fully to host this.
Yeah. No, awesome.
The sort of people who go to book clubs or go to a writer's and readers' festivals are really interested in this. It will cost, it's $20 a session with a discounted rate if you go to all five sessions.
Yeah. No, awesome. Hey, I mean, it sounds like you guys have got some amazing stuff going on for the beginning of the year, for the big 2026.
Yes, we're very pleased with the program and with the support shown so far. Can I encourage our members and or people who are prospective members to enrol early if possible, so we know what the numbers are going to be, so whether we can run an activity or not. At the moment, we've got 61 people signed up as members. That does include what we call casual people, people who are have not paid a membership fee but are on our mailing list, and they're very welcome, of course. So that's it, really, Kai. We welcome inquiries about the program offered in adult education by Kapiti Coast WEA. We do cater for all age groups. Any person who's a full-time secondary or tertiary student can come to a Saturday seminar free.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the younger generation may want to consider the open day on safeguarding democracy, for example.
Oh, 100%.
That's free anyway.
Yeah, I mean, especially for the seminars that are directed towards like the future and everything, like the AI one, that'd be an interesting one for the younger generation, 100%.
Well, we do have a number of seminars this time, which are looking at the future, such as demographic change, how it's changing Aotearoa, with Professor Paul Spoonley. That's coming up, and also have another seminar on promoting human rights internationally and in New Zealand.
Yeah.
The education curriculum reforms and so on.
Yeah. Nah, that's awesome. Hey, thank you so much for coming in to chat. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or before we let you go today?
I would like to thank Coast Access Radio for this opportunity.
As always, we always enjoy it. Hey, but that's the first show of the year for the Kapiti Coast Workers Educational Association. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Make sure to tune in next time on 104.7 FM across the Kapiti Coast and Hoda Whenua area.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.